100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. We've got a special guest in studio today, Patty G from The Patty G Show.
What is up, everybody? What is happening?
You know, just hanging out. It's Froze Friday.
Right, Froze Friday pizza.
Yes. And it's National Pizza Month, so we brought Patty G in, one, to drink Froze, and two, to talk pizza. So
I'm just curious, how did we go this entire month without realizing that it was like National Pizza Month or whatever?
It's been 23 days. How have you not talked about pizza yet?
I love pizza like so much. So
Brittany
lives
for pizza.
I really do. I really do.
I feel that. When I was at LSU, that's all I would eat in the food court was pizza.
Okay.
We'd have the swipes to go into the 5 and the 4-5-9, and it was just pizza, pizza, pizza.
You can't go wrong with pizza.
What is that?
Little Caesars commercial?
Pizza, pizza.
Or Pizza Hut.
It's Little Caesars. Because he throws the pizzas up and it catches on the spear and he goes, pizza, pizza.
You're right. Okay. Well, so we're talking about, I guess, the best places to get pizza around town.
So, top three, Patty G, go.
Top three. I got Lit Pizza.
Okay.
I got Roca Pizza.
Okay.
And I got Red Zeppelin Pizza.
Okay. What do you like to get at each of those places?
So at Lit Pizza, it is their barbecue chicken.
Mm. Okay.
That one is just, it's killer. You can't go wrong.
No, I'm not judging you by any means.
Oh, you're judging me for sure. I could see it on the face.
I am just like a classic pizza girl. That I don't get pineapples. I don't get anchovies. Mm-hmm. I don't anything crazy like that. I get a supreme pizza, and that's it.
Okay.
Like, I don't do chicken on my pizza. I don't do crazy stuff. I just want a basic supreme pizza.
You got to branch out, though. You got to get
not
past the supreme.
Outer.
You're not a brancher outer. You're not adventurous.
No, I'm not. Like, when you find something that works for you, you stick with it.
I stick with froze. That's right. But you got to just be willing to try something at least once. Come on.
I will try it, but I will probably not get it ever again.
So then I'm assuming you stand with everybody that pineapple cannot go on a pizza.
Yes. I do not like hot fruit, I guess you could say. Like, I'm even weird about pies sometimes. So
that's all a pie. Like, you don't need an apple pie? That's a hot apple.
I know. Not a big fan. I know. I understand. But yeah, I am with the people that think that pineapple should not go on pizza.
So then do you eat pineapple with grilled on the barbecue pit?
No.
Like in a kebab?
Don't
you want to
like
have grilled pineapple
fruit
in a kebab? Oh, come on.
No.
This is like so taboo for Brittany. She's like very heated right now.
She is very heated.
So Brittany, since you are like a pizza expert, apparently, what's your top three pizza places in BR?
Okay. So I really do like the Fat Boy Pizza that is new over on campus.
I haven't tried it yet.
So I've had it a couple times, and they have even this competition where they have this giant slice of pizza that you have to eat in less than 7 minutes, and I'm going to challenge myself because I think I could do that, and I think I could win.
So why aren't we doing a live segment at Fat Boys doing this contest?
That will be next. We'll do a Facebook Live, and I will beat this challenge. But they also have Froze there. So
next Froze Friday, can we do on the road? Is that possible?
We will have to check with somebody, and we will get back to
you.
ID.
I looked at Abby. I was like, "You're like the leader of the show. Like, well, you tell me. Can we do that? I don't know. I think so.
We'll have to check with somebody. What are your other two?
Like Fat Boy Pizzas. Really love Johnny's Pizza. I went to West Monroe High School. They had a Johnny's up there, and they have a Johnny's down here now. And I love Johnny's Pizza. They have like the sweep the kitchen, sweep the floor, all that good stuff, and then. I think I have four. I love like a basic Pizza Hut pizza with the stuffed crust cheese.
Ooh, okay.
But then I also love Papa John's pizza because I love the garlic and I love feta and I love banana peppers on mine. I love all pizza.
Brittany does not discriminate, clearly.
Gosh.
Unless it's pineapple.
Yeah, right. Don't put fruit on her pizza because she'll freak out.
Okay, Abby, what's yours three?
So I love Rotolos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Ah!
All right, top 10. Let's go.
Yeah, right. Rotolos is one of my favorites. I love Red Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm going to venture outside of the Baton Rouge area here mm-hmm. for just a second, still where our radio station reaches.
Right.
Pizza Village in Lafayette.
Okay.
Bomb. There's also a place right outside of Scott called Rochetto's, and they have an LSU pizza and a Ragin' Cajun pizza. And the LSU pizza is really, really good. They've got like, it's like hamburger and pepperoni and stuff on there, and yellow bell peppers and red onion.
We did a lunch date the other day at Reginelli's, and mine was really good at Reginelli's.
That Reginelli's is really good, too.
So what we're saying is, at the conclusion of all this, you can't limit your places to get pizza. We need up 10 places to constantly go to.
Right. So we did not, like, narrow down our pizza choices at all.
No.
We didn't. I think there was a common theme of two of us said Red Zeppelin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got some commonalities here.
Yeah. So
Fat Boys, once I try it, it might make my list.
Fat Boys is really good.
It is good.
But I'm kind of like you, though. I don't really discriminate when it comes to pizza.
I don't either. Is it hot, and does it taste well? Does it taste good?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good enough pizza for me.
So you said it right there. Is it hot? So I know a lot of
Are you a
of
breakfast
people...
pizza person?
No.
Cold pizza?
That eats cold pizza straight out the fridge?
No. Uh-uh. So I will eat pizza for breakfast because I love pizza. I do not like my pizza cold. I do not. I don't like cold pizza.
I can't do it either.
I'm with you on that. I can't. I can't do cold pizza. I mean, it depends on the kind of night beforehand. But I really can't do cold pizza. Like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, Sunday morning. No, I don't want cold pizza.
Yeah, no. Nope. Well, get yourself a pizza in the next week.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's National
8 days.
Pizza Month.
Yeah. Till next Saturday, right?
Where'd you get the frosé from? Because I already finished mine.
So I got the frosé this week from Curbside, right there on Government Street.
Okay.
Which I work off of Acadian, and I can never remember that I have to turn right to go to Curbside. So I turned left, and I realized, I'm like, wait, wrong place.
That's why you're late.
Oh, no. Don't give
Just
me that.
Just call him out. Well, it's super good, and I'm going to have to make a mental note that Curbside has good frosé. Mm-hmm. Also, you have your very own show called The Patty G Show,
yes.
Obviously, because you are Patty G.
Right.
Where can people watch your show at?
People can watch the show on Facebook when we live stream.
Okay.
Or if they miss it, they can then go in the archive Facebook videos. But if you're not on Facebook, a lot of people may not be, mm-hmm. you can check us out on YouTube at The Patty G Show. So we have a YouTube channel. Subscribe. And if you want to listen to the show, we're on every basic platform for podcasting.
Awesome.
So we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on Stitcher, we're on TuneIn, we're on Anchor, we just got on Amazon Music.
Oh. Okay.
So literally any platform you're listening to podcasts, you can find the show.
There you go.
It's all at The Patty G Show.
We're going to have to get on here soon.
Oh, yeah.
For like- sure.
When are we getting on the Patty G Show?
We can do our episode at Fat Boys, and we can include
yes!
eating pizza. I know how to go remote.
Yes! All right.
Just in Monroe. I can go Monroe remote.
Okay, so keep an eye out and an ear out for us with Patty G at Fat Boys Pizza. Thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you for the rosé.
Thank you all for having me. This has turned out to be quite an interesting segment.
It is. I'm here for
every
it.
Friday.
Yes. Gonna check in with WBRZ to see what traffic is doing. Please drive safe. 100.7 The Tiger.